You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Today's breakthrough, ancient grains got bigger from rain, not human selection, overturning a standard model of how farming began. Here is what they actually did. Researchers analyzed 11,000-year-old charred barley and wheat from early farming sites in Jordan, using carbon isotopes to reconstruct how much water the plants had access to when they grew. Larger ancient grains consistently tracked wetter growing conditions rather than any genetic marker of domestication. The grains were still genetically wild, not selectively bred. Why it matters. The standard model of agriculture's origins treats increasing grain size as evidence of early humans genetically selecting better crops. This suggests environmental conditions, not genetic selection, were driving that size increase, pushing back the likely timeline for when actual genetic selection began. How strong is the evidence? Peer-reviewed, published in PNAS, based on archaeobotanical and isotope analysis of excavated material from two Jordanian sites. Where this stands today. Lab demonstration, archaeological/historical science, not a modern applied agriculture result. And the reality check. This rewrites the history of domestication, not modern crop science. It has no direct bearing on today's farming. It's based on material from two sites in one region, so how broadly it generalizes to other early farming regions is still open. You can read the primary source and get a full-cited report at askanything-app.com.